is on his way, but Rawiri is here. Oh, cool. I thought I saw you. Rawiri, are you going to be comfortable to come to the table while Anaru is on his way? We've been quite flexible. Great. We might just wait for a couple more councillors. Yes, please. So it's nice for you to put a... And I'm sorry, I should have introduced them. I'll do that from now on. What is your role, Joe? He's the group manager of strategy and partnerships. So that's that's where this proposal went through. Right. That's enough, isn't it? Would you like to come to the table? And this is submission 1345 on page 150. Aye.
Kia ora. Aye. Ah, tupu ki roto, tupu ki waho, tupu ki te whai au ki te ao marama. Tihei mauri ora. Ah, te kaunihera, tēnā koutou. Tēnā koutou. Tēnei tue koro rake anina irutu te reo rangatira. E tikana. Te reo te arawa. E tikana. Hei mihi ki a koutou. Hoi anō ko tōku iuma ko rāwiri waru. Anā, ko wātea mai, o ko whakawātea hia mai au, e koutou. Ki te kōrero, ki tēnei kaupapa. Ara, te tono tū haurua a te arawa proposal ni. Kua rogo ngai ietahi o ngā kōrero ka putake i te rangi nei, te atane. Te tangata no paole. Kua whā te kaumai wa tauia e noho mai ana ki roto nei ki Aotearoa, ki roto rua nina. Ahau, kua rua te kaumai rima whakatupurang. Nō reira, te whā te kaumai wa tau e kohanga reo noa. Anā, ko etahi o ngā ko eke, ko aroa ake i tēra. Nō reira, e mea nāu ki a koutou, e te kaunihera. O taka i homai ki moi a koutou, tētahi kaupapa pai, hei whakakotahi i te hapori katoa. Ko te arawa, ko te kaunihera, ko te hapori katoa. E mōhio pai anā koutou, ki te tākoha nui a oko tūpuna, i tūai tēnei taone hipi, i tūai ngā pāmu huri noa i te rohe nei. I pua ake nei tēnei mahi tūruhi, te mahi kono hete. Ne, era mea katoa, ngā ngahere, ngā wai, tia kina pai ai, e te arau. No reira, tahuri mai e te kaunihera. Tahuri mai. I roto i taku tono nei, e mea ana, nothing changes if nothing changes. Whakaarohia te rā kōrero. Also in my submission. Kei a koutou te mana, kei roto i o koutou ringa ringa. Ki te whai i te tika. Ki te whai i te pono. Ki te whai i tā koutou i kauhauai tātou tātou. Nō reira e te kaunihera, e hara hoki tēnei te wero, engari he whakapātaritari noho i o koutou whakaaro, he whakapātaritari noho o koutou ngākau. E mō heo pai ana koutou, tēnei mea te tika. Ana kai te whakahe hoki au i te kaupapa a te pro-democracy. Ai te whakahe pau te kaha. Ko tāku noa e kite ai, ko tāku noa i rongo ai, ko te mataku. Ko te wehi. Kalau te mohe hei perakai. Mai rā noa te arawa. E mahi tahi ana. Me ngā tāngata katoa o te ā. Kia whai huai te katoa. Nō reira, ko hau tēnei tū mai anei kuniki. I tēnei whare, e tū ana i runga e tōku nā whenua. Nā kai tērā taha oku, ko te tiriti o haupapa, tupuna anō nōku. Me ngā ingoa katoa, huri, 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 noi tēnei takiwā. Mai te taone hipu, ā, puta noa atu ki ngā rohe katoa o tēnei takiwā, tēnei whaitua. Kia tiro hea kia au I te āhuatanga ki ngā reti, kua rongo au I tērā, o, kua au tētahi tangata e utu ana I ngā reti. Ahau, he te arawa, e toru tai māu e utu ana I ngā reti. Mo tōku whare, mo tōku marae, mo oku whenua. Nore e tika napea, kia toru pōti ki au, ki ngā te arawa katoa. Hei whakaro ake matata. Kare hoki a te arawa, I taku mōheo, kare hoki a te arawa I te hiehie, ki te takahi, I te mana, o te kaunihira. Kai te hiehie noeho, ki te noho, ki te wāhi, orite. Ki te taumata orite. Kia te kōreo hia, ngā kaupapa. Kia koreai, takahi anō, te mana, o te tahi atu. Kia kore hoki ai koutou e taka ki te raru. Nā ko raru hoki te kaunihira ne, me pono taku kōrero. I roto I ngā whakatau a te kōti, po te taha ki a Ngāti Pikia. Hei, panaia hoki kōtei te kōti. Whakakoreitaki hia kōtei te kōti. I tō kōtei koreitaki te kōrero ki te iwi, ki te haukāinga. Nō reira, anei pēr te tahi āhuatanga, hei ngaki I tērā kina. He rongo ā tēne. He mahi tahi. O tōku tūpuna, o ia tētahi I haina I te whakaitanga a penitanga, Fenton Agreement. Taikata te tokoi. Tōku kuraua I tū, I noho rānei ki te Barra Council, tōna wā. Nā ko hau tēnei tēnei wai, tūana mui akutu. Kua roa te arawa e noho mai ane kuniki. Kua roa a te arawa e mahi tahi ana me ngā tāngata katoa o tēnei hapuri. Hāho ki te mate o tēnei kaupapa o te tono a te arawa. Ko te pāinga noho tāku e ki te ai. Nō reira, taku mōheo kua rimeo miniti pā tērā. Nē? Nā e tika ana ki anoho tonu au ki te reo rangatira I te mekoine te reo oku tūpuna. Kare pē, tika te wairua taku kōrero, me he mai I roto I te reo pāke. Nō reira, kamutu pē aku kōrero I koniki. Kei o koutou e tahi pātai, tukuna mai. Hau kere kere hea mai. Kai te pai. Tēnā tātou.
Thank you, Rawiri.
Kia ora, Steve.
We now ask for questions. Councillor Gould.
Do I need to get my question translated into Maori form?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Nice.
Thank you very much for your submission. I know we've got to work together as a community. Do you think there's any way we can, is there a compromise or another option which you can accept besides the present submission on the table?
Oh, yeah. Half-half. Te arawa, half council, ara. But this is a starting point. I put it in my thing here. It's just a starting point. You know, the council vision is to grow Rotorua. Ne? You know your guys' vision? Aye, it's to grow Rotorua. Te arawa can make that happen with the council.
Rawiri, could I ask a question? You mentioned that the model proposed that came through the pro-democracy group offered no change whatsoever. Do you want to explain that for us a little bit more? They had the Māori Advisory Committee.
Yes, well, in my te arawa eyes, it does not, it just puts a different word around it. But kare tunu e niho, no. It's not, it's an advisory role. You know, you can go and hire consultants and you can hire advisors. To me, that's how the Te Arawa Standing Committee were. They were put in as an advisory role. It's not working for us. We need something new. With a bit more teeth, ne?
Ne.
Thank you for your presentation.
Kia ora.
You've argued that mana whenua must be heard for the decision making to work. Do you accept that there are other partners that also need to be heard?
In terms of rates, yes. And they are heard through the processes of the council. Engari re kia no te mana whenua. You know, in all honesty, we stand the most to lose. Te Arawa. So, yes, I do believe they still have a role, but this is you know, rights and obligations, I believe the thing was that I learned from Te Rūroa. Rights and obligations. He mea tiriti tēne, he ture tēne. Me mahi tahi me te iwi kāinga, me te haukāinga. Firstly. And like I said before, it's not about putting everyone else out. It's about working together so everyone else can reap the benefits. Ne.
Councillor Stewart.
Thank you again, Lawari, for your presentation. Am I reading your submission correctly? The aspirations of Te Arawa, that non-Māori have nothing to fear because your aspirations for Rotorua are almost exactly the same as every other person who lives in Rotorua?
Correct. Why wouldn't it be? We want the best for Rotorua. Everybody here wants the best for Rotorua. We just have this way of doing it. So yes, correct.
Councillor Weeper.
Kia ora. I'm not sure how involved you've been in the previous election process for the Te Arawa Standing Committee, but how do you think this new model would enhance that voting process that happened before? Do you think, because this has been very widespread, this consultation, and people may be thinking about it in a different way and valuing the representation, do you think that would give an opportunity for Te Arawa to perhaps have their election process more robustly, people getting involved more? Do you think that could happen?
Yes, definitely. It would have to happen, you know.
So do you think there would be any work that Te Arawa would have to do to support that a lot more, perhaps?
I suppose these are my own thoughts. I think as a iwi, we are quite highly skilled people now. Tēnei tira, he tira hou te haramaini. And in time, it'll be mai reanga. It's going to be on all the trusts. It's going to be running the whenua. It's going to be doing all this. Mai reanga. I think mea te whakaro koutou. You know, they are very well educated. You know, we just had Anna Morrison here, Greg Lacey, and more to come, and more before that. We are not naive or clueless about these kind of processes. I mean, if you can survive a marae AGM, you can survive anything. E tika tonu.
Can I just ask you, Rawiri, have you been interested in how local government works in the past? We're just intrigued why you felt so moved to give a submission.
Oh, yes. Well, my family are very political family. Yeah. And we like to voice our kōrero. And we are very passionate about Rotorua. That's where it stems from. Passionate about Rotorua. Te pupuri ki te mana, te rā te kōrero a te rangi waho, te tahi oku tupu. Ne, whiri a te kaha, tua makatia e motu honoa, puri tia Rotorua. And that says it all for me. I might run one day.
It can't just do it.
I've noticed you've been in the public gallery through most of the submissions, and you've certainly heard a lot of pro-democracy people speak. And is it your judgment that there's an inherent fear, and how can you allay that fear of being non-democratic?
democratic, tēnei kupu oki. And I said it in my submission, ko te mataku. I think I actually heard one person giving a submission saying, yeah, you know, they Te Arawa want to take over. That is not the case. We just want to be at the table. And we want to have a kai with you. We want to noho tahi with you. We want to make decisions with you. Because a lot of the decisions that are made at council level affect a lot of our uri, a lot of our whenua, and our wai. Mea nui tera. How can we... Oh, mā te mōheo kā mārama. Mā te mārama kāia. That's what, you know, so it's understanding where we're coming from. I don't think there's been enough kōrero about where we come from. And I said in my other submission, you know, 49 years, someone, that guy from Poland, I think he said, been here 49 years and ta-da-da-da-da. Well, I've been here, you know, 25 generations. And we're still here, and we ain't going anywhere. It's Te Arawa. Kai konei mo ake tunu atu. Kamate atu e tahi atu, ngā whānau e tahi atu. Ka wehe, ka reaha. Engari a Te Arawa, kai konei mo ake tunu atu. Hoi nei te rua koiwi aku tūpuna, hoi nei te wai kaukau aku tūpuna, hoi nei te māra kai aku tūpuna, hoi nei ngā marae tapu aku tūpuna. I don't think there's much more you can add to it.
That's a perfect place then for the end of your submission, and thank you for coming, Rawiri. And I see someone coming down the hall. We're waiting. Anaru's not here yet. Te Tari Taiwo, not here. Yeah. Gina. I don't think we've got Fraser's are not submitting. No. So submission 920 and 1874 is not coming to the committee today. Is there anybody in the room that is submitting later in the afternoon that we could bring forward? No, well, we'll have to just suspend the hearings until... Oops, wait a minute, he might walk in because you'll all get up and go and then we... No, I can't see who it is. Yes. We will have a recording of the translation. No, he's written his submission in the book and he spoke to a submission in Māori, but we will have the translated version. Difficult with a simultaneous translation until we get the recording. That's someone typing at the same time. That's very expensive. That's what Parliament wants. yes. No, Weber. There is nobody here that's submitting. Wendy, but she's not on the list for today. Another day. Yep. Jenny, how are we going out there? Is it from later in the week?
Sorry, we actually misread her line through the word no to indicate that she did not want to speak, but she's coming to say she wants. Oh. She's happy to speak now.
Oh.
But I've got to distribute them.
That's wonderful. Avis, you're welcome to the table, Mrs. Avis Bender. Submission number 1011, and they'll be handed around, and she's happy to speak now. So, sorry, we misunderstood that you wanted to come to speak. So wonderful, you're here at the right time in the right place. Thank you. Take your time to get seated, and then we'd be happy to hear your submission.
Thank you.
No, we don't. It's just being handed around.
Yes, I do find this a little bit intimidating.
We're a very friendly group. All we want to do is hear you and make you feel that you've been well heard.
Good afternoon, everybody. I haven't got a great deal to say apart from what I put in the submission, that I do not support the Te Arawa model. As proposed at the public meetings and reinforced by the handouts, I feel we elected a council at the last election to oversee the governance of Rotorua. I did not vote to have another committee set up to sit with the council at every meeting and have speaking rights, and for two of them to have voting rights. And these were on the most important committees of the council. I cannot understand why the Te Arawa model needs 9 to 14 members when we only have 13 members on the council. We have elected a council to run our city with input from consultants to advise on specific items and projects. And after following the Auckland Super City committing problems, as reported at great length in the Herald, and talking to relations and visitors to our city, I feel we would be heading down the same downward spiral of not making decisions to benefit the whole Rotorua district. We have enough underutilised assets to be budgeted for in the city. These cost us millions without taking on further debt, with paying wages and operating a committee parallel to the council. We've got the International Airport, we've got the International Stadium, we've got the Event Centre. All these things have got to be paid for. But when you say that it's only going to cost 250-odd thousand and 270-odd thousand in an election year to run a committee of 14 people and a CEO, I just can't work out the maths on that one. And in the past, councils have made some decisions that were not in the best interest of Rotorua. We all remember the bathhouse when it was half demolished. And I well remember when it was Tudor Towers and we had the Paihiras running the second licensed restaurant in New Zealand, and what a popular place it was. But then I wasn't here when it was set up as the nightclub, but when I came back from Wellington, I was rather appalled about it. And I can remember Maurie Gill, the treasurer at the time, saying, "Oh God, I hope I've got enough insurance on it because I can see some fires being lit." And didn't the Rotorua Bowling Club suffer with the damage that was done to the greens and everything while that was in operation? I also look at the sound shell that when we came here, lovely, well-used building. Now it just seems to be getting run down, and we all speculate as to whether you will run it down to the extent that it gets demolished. Sports drones, another one that I don't feel the maintenance on that is being kept up to the standard that it should be. And all these things have been decided by the council. We still don't know why they are not keeping these things up to standard. And yet they want to spend all this money just for advice for some people to influence the council. The majority of the Rotorua ratepayers don't get to have a say on committees and don't get to have a vote on a committee. The only time we can do anything constructive, and then it's not very constructive, is write to the newspaper or attend a council meeting or vote with our feet every 3 years. When the election for the last council was held, I, along with a lot of others, attended the meetings to meet the candidates and that sort of thing. And I thought people put a lot of thought and did a lot of talking about the various candidates and the way that we thought that we could trust them. And I don't know whether that trust has been misplaced, because things that they said at the time, namely that they would look at reducing our debt. But when you see something like this, this is going to cost megabucks. You had a input from a Maori committee for quite a number of years. And when you talk to people that would know more about it than I did, they said that there was so much apathy within that committee, and they say they didn't get anything done, but a lot of people felt that it was apathy on behalf of that group from Te Arawa rather than what the council or what the general public were thinking. I don't know whether that's true or not, but that is the way people have been talking about it. I thank you for your attention, and I think it's a very democratic process that we can voice our opinions on these things. I haven't had a heart attack yet, but I'm feeling a little bit stressed. But I do feel very, very keenly about it. I'm not a born and bred Rotorua person, but I have been all around New Zealand and my home has been here for a long, long time now. And I was thrilled to be able to come to Rotorua. I cried when the Arbuthnots, we came in to town from Western Southland, and the Arbuthnots down in Kurrajong Flats offered us a flat. I went round to have a look at it, and stood in the middle of the dining room and cried. I couldn't believe that somebody would offer us just like that. And we had a marvellous time there. We came in the October. We had a marvellous time with the sound shell and everything right on our doorstep. We thought we were made. We were here a few years. We went to Wellington. And then we came back and we have made our home here ever since. I have no regrets coming to Rotorua. And I hope that everything that I have done for the groups that I've been involved with, that I have helped run those organisations and put a bit back into the community. And I do wish to see our district and our place in the world improve and carry on, and in some instances go back to the time, the boom time, when we first came here. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Bender. Do we have any questions?
Worship. Avis, could you support the idea of Māori wards? In other words, they would be elected by those on the Māori roll, and there would probably be two seats at the council table. Could you accept that as an alternative to what is proposed at the moment? In other words, they would be elected by their own people.
How many people would we be talking about? Yes, I'd be quite in favour of two people being elected to a board.
Could I ask you, Mrs. Bender, just your perception that there will be 9 to 14 members?
Yes, that is one of the things that, as I said in my opening, that I didn't see the necessity for 9 to 14 members.
That's on a board. That's not working with council in this proposal. There are two coming from the board onto the committees of council, not 14 or 9.
But we would be financing.
No. This is some of the information we'll correct at the end of submissions. That's an incorrect understanding, but we'll have to correct some other incorrect understandings that are out there too.
Well, all this glossy, all this printing and all this highlighting, all this coloured photocopying on one thing and another, I find it bewildering. And I do find a lot of it, I consider, I don't think all that highlighting was necessary. I think some of that was a waste of money.
Consultation, really, to give information out to the public.
Yes.
For which we want feedback. But any other questions? Councillor Gould.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Avis, for your submission this afternoon. Did you attend one of the 10 council meetings before the submission process, after the submission process went out?
No, I didn't. I've got past the stage of driving at night, so no, I didn't attend any of the council meetings.
Understandable. So you do have to rely on the information that goes out, that's right.
Mm.
Thank you for coming this afternoon.
Thank you.
And thank you for submitting. And I hope you feel all right.
Thank you.
And now I see Anaru's not here, but I saw Gina. Gina, are you able to come forward? Thank you. This is Te Tari Taiwo from Ngāti Rangawiwahi, submission 1586, page 188. Kia ora, Gina.
Tēnā tātou katoa, nei rā te mihi ki te whānau e huihui mai I raro I te tuenuhi o tēnei whare, me ki te puku o te taniwha, no reira, kia ora no tātou, he mihi aroha hoki kia, kia koutou ngā kaiwhakawa o tēnei hui, kia okunei tūmanako ka huaki o koutou manawa, o koutou taringa ki te karanga o te Aotearoa. Kia ora. Good morning, good afternoon, commissioners. I am here to submit on behalf of Te Taritaia, the environmental unit for Te Maru o Ngāti Rangiwehi Iwi Authority. I have provided a further submission than that was submitted originally, which I've given copies through to Rick to pass out. So I'd like to read from that submission, please. So I will begin. My name is Gina Mohi. I am presenting this verbal submission today as the manager of Te Taritaia, the environmental unit of the Te Maru o Ngāti Rangiwehi Iwi Authority. I hold a Master of Science degree conferred by the University of Waikato with a double major in Resource Management Planning and Earth Sciences and have worked as a consents planner for the Rotorua District Council in the past, 2003 to 2005. I am the chief editor and author of the Ngāti Rangiwehi Iwi Environmental Management Plan and have actively engaged with the Rotorua Lakes Council on behalf of Ngāti Rangiwehi over a number of years on various environmental and resource management matters. I just wanted to say that as a past member of the Iwi Consultation Committee, I can emphatically say that we were not apathetic. We were very positive and focused on the work that was put for us on that table, and would just like to make that statement on behalf of that committee. I am also a qualified independent hearing commissioner and have sat on a number of resource consent hearings throughout the Bay of Plenty over the last 4 years. Our opening statement is that Te Taritaia emphatically endorses Model 2 proposed within the Te Aroa Partnerships document based on the following reasons. Legal obligations. Under Section 81 of the Local Government Act 2002, councils must develop and maintain ways for Māori to contribute to council decisions and consider ways that may foster the development of Māori capacity to contribute to decision-making processes. Section 6E, 7A and 8 of the Resource Management Act 1991 also provides legislative direction to local authorities regarding their obligations to Māori under the Act. These legal obligations under both the LGA and RMA have been taken into account in the development of Model 2, which has been endorsed by Te Aroa Whānui via a series of hui held within the rohe, as it is considered that this particular model will best assist Council to meet their obligations in a meaningful manner and will significantly reduce legal challenges from hapu and iwi that have occurred in the past at the cost of the Rotorua ratepayers. Council's engagement history. Historically, Council has had a very poor record of engagement and consultation with Te Aroa. The Environment Court decision, NZ Environment Court 116, is a case in point and indeed has been the catalyst to the development of the Te Aroa Partnerships model discussions. The poorly executed Rotorua sewage scheme project and consequent issue of resource consent was challenged by local hapu and upheld by the Environment Court, who awarded costs of $115,000 to the hapu appellants. The court also recognised that Council's consultation process were, and I quote, among the most serious breaches of Council's obligations brought to the division's attention, unquote. The total unseen costs of this entire project and subsequent hearing expenses are likely to be in the millions of dollars bracket. Additionally, Ngāti Rangiwehi found themselves in a similar position in 2007 where lack of genuine consultation regarding the renewal of a watertight consent at the Taniwha Springs Water Utility Site also saw the hapu challenge the consent decision in the Environment Court, Decision 117, which was also upheld by the court at significant cost to the Rotorua ratepayer. Ironically, as significant landowners and ratepayers, tangata whenua are additionally penalised as they seek to uphold their inherited obligations as kaitiaki to protect the natural and physical resources. They are morally obligated to challenge developments that would have a potential negative or unsustainable effect on their taumatuku iho at their own cost, and are then further penalised as ratepayers when Environment Court decisions uphold their appeals. Basically, tangata whenua end up paying twice. Post-settlement Te Aroha, growing Rotorua. The majority of Te Aroha hapu have completed their Treaty of Waitangi claims settlements, which has and will see further economic growth and development of the Māori asset base locally. The benefits to the wider Rotorua community as a consequence is real and significant. Model 2 embraces this indisputable fact and provides the appropriate platform to further enhance the strategic growth of our district. It is incomprehensible that there is a fringe component of our community who continue to cling to outdated, colonial bias and an inherited superiority complex that refuses to see the inevitable or accept that there is nothing to fear from acknowledging the fact that the growth of our community going forward will be significantly influenced by the burgeoning Māori economy. They do a disservice to our community and our district, and disadvantage us all from the multiple opportunities that we as a community have before us. By embracing the burgeoning economic prosperity that post-settled entities have and will continue to bring to our district. So in conclusion, the proposal to include tangata whenua into council structures of governance and decision-making are not new and have been instituted by a growing number of progressive local authorities throughout Aotearoa, and the benefits reaped as a result have been multiple. A case in point is the independent Māori Statutory Board in Auckland. I do not have the time to go into the detail about this at this time. However, I suggest that the Council invite their CEO, Brandy Hudson, to present to them the significant gains that have been possible for the wider Auckland City community as a result. In closing, we challenge this Council to move into the new era of collective arrangement agreements between tangata whenua and local government that both honours and embraces the principles of Te Tiriti o Waitangi for the betterment of the Rotorua community and ultimately Aotearoa whānui. Noho ora mai.
Gugina. And questions. We'll start over here. Peter Bentley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And thank you, Gina, for taking the time and coming to talk to us. Are you aware that you mentioned the Environment Court findings with regard to Rauiwi Rotorua? Are you aware that late last year we've actually reached a further agreement by consultation under the tutelage of Ian McLean, which for about 12 months, I don't know for how long it was, but for a long time, we had many, many meetings with local iwi and hapu, and have successfully resolved that issue.
Kia ora. Yes, I'm very much aware of that that outcome. I'm a member of the Rotorua Wastewater Treatment Land Disposal Alternative Options Group, so we are running parallel with the Rotorua group. However, they're slightly advanced than this Rotorua group. So I'm very aware of that outcome, and I put that down to the incoming the new incoming mayor and CEO and the fresh perspective that they've brought to the table, which part of this Te Aroha model has been a big part of that drive.
Councillor Gould and then Councillor Kent.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Gina, for your submission this afternoon. In your written submission, you state that you support option two only, but would you accept Mary Ward's?
I think Māori wards have been successful for the regional council. I haven't given that opinion in my paper because we have had successive community consultation on that, and unfortunately it hasn't been upheld, so I didn't see that as a focus of this particular proposal. If I was to have to compare the two, I would probably support this model more so because it gives more recognition to Te Aroha's input to the growth of the city.
Thank you, Worship, and thank you for your submission, Gina. You've quoted as an example the Māori Statutory Board in Auckland. You are aware that a special act of Parliament was required to make that legal?
Yes, so I'm aware of that. I recently travelled to the New Zealand Planning Institute conference and received a presentation from the CEO, Brandy Hudson. So I'm very aware of that. I think the point is the outcomes of that relationship that has been built is the key point I was trying to make. From what I heard from her that day, although it's been a struggle, the resulting outcome has been very positive for the wider city and has saved them actually lots and lots of money. And it's been advantageous, not just for the Māori community, but for the wider community in a whole.
Maxwell, then we've got, they have to be quite quick questions.
Thank you.
Or time's up.
Tuatahi ke te mea ki a koe te tuahene o Ngāti Rangi Wewehi. Reading from a submission, I want to go straight to this one here, because unfortunately you weren't in the audience and you hadn't heard. Many submitters have mentioned about Mātāwaka, and you support all aspects of the proposed model, particularly the intention to recognise, provide for Mātāwaka, Māori residents, not of Te Arawa descent. So your understanding is that that intention was in the information that went out, that some people don't seem to see that that has been taken account of.
Kia ora, Uncle. Yes, that I think is the standout difference of Model 2, is that it embraces Māori not of Te Arawa descent, and I think, to be realistic, they are ratepayers and they are an important part of this community. So I think it's important they are recognised within this tangata whenua model. So, yes.
Mr. Weeper.
Thank you, Worship. Hi, Gina. Just a quick question. We've had some submitters objecting to the part of the proposal that suggests that we should have a commissioner on our RMA consent hearings, one developer and a number of others. So you've got experience in that area, being a qualified commissioner and also sitting in around Bay of Plenty. So I just wondered, how would you address those issues that talk about, you know, a bias, I think, is really the concern, is what I understood. So how do you deal with that?
The development of Māori independent hearing commissioners has been as a result of that type of bias, because a significant amount of hearings involve cultural issues. It's important that there is someone at the table, at the decision-making table, that has a background and an awareness and an understanding of the matters that come through from tangata whenua, from iwi groups. So that is the critical part of having Māori independent hearing commissioners, I think. That makes the difference. That's what I found in my experience too.
Councillor Rau Kawatate, then Councillor Donaldson, then I have to close the question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Tēnā koe, Gina, thank you for your submission. The two environmental court decisions that you mentioned in your submission, the Rotamā sewerage scheme and the Taniwha Springs that were upheld, those two examples cost the Rotorua ratepayers significant millions of dollars. Do you believe under Model 2 of the Te Arawa proposal that there is then the potential to head off and prevent, hopefully, these extra costs being incurred by the ratepayers in the future?
Tēnā koe whai. Yes, very much so. What the model does is allow for Māori to be, or hapū and iwi to be, at the table at the very start of the development process. What happens traditionally is that Māori are not given any input until a lot of input, energy, resource and money has been put into the development of the project, and it becomes very difficult to get change. And then we end up in environment court. That's the no-brainer that happens all the time. So I think what this model does is avoid that. We're seeing it happen now with the new committees that have been addressed. However, this is... we're talking at the governance and decision-making level here. So I think it's critical to avoid that. And I pretty much wouldn't guarantee it, but 99.9% sure you would avoid that issue.
Councillor Donaldson.
Thank you, Gina. The two committees that were referred to by Councillor Bentley, set up by council and funded by council, but with unelected appointed members on them, except for one councillor on each. How important do you think it was for the Rotamā one in reaching a decision that all the members of that committee, including the iwi members, had voting rights?
I think it's critical to have voting rights. It's quite pointless to sit at a decision-making table and not have the ability to then have a final influence on that decision, which is what voting does. So I think it's critical, and perhaps why it was a successful outcome. In my experience with Ngāti Pūkea, you don't... They're very particular about how things are done in their backyard, and so I congratulate them on the successful outcome of the Rotama scheme.
Thank you, Gina. A very interesting presentation with your environmental background as well. Thank you for coming, and that's the end of your time. And you can go. Thank you. And has Anaru arrived? No?
Or yes.
He is. Anaru, would you like to come to the table? It's all right, we're very flexible. Someone else will always pop up, and then your time is found later. So we're now at submission 1245, Anaru Hunia, on page 148. So put the microphone quite close so that it's not just us people at the back that are here too, Anaru. And thank you for coming before us. Your time now.
What are we supposed to be talking about?
You asked to submit and come and speak to your submission on the Te Arawa proposal.
Okay then. Do we just voice what we want to
That's
hear?
That's right, you say what you want us to hear.
Okay then.
Korero Māori mai.
Korero Māori.
And the time is yours. You've got 10 minutes.
Okay then. Kia ora. My name's Anaru Hunia. I do a lot of work in Rotorua for the community gardens, and I want to see more fruit trees planted through Rotorua, and and more community gardens in the, you know, the marais, so that we can save money for our children. And kia ora, that's what I want to support.
Are you aware of this Te Arawa model that we're discussing here and wanting feedback from the public?
Yeah, no, not really.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's our kōrero today. But thank you.
Okay then.
Yeah.
Kia ora.
Thank you very much for coming. And you'll hear, do stay and take your seat and you can hear other submissions, and then you'll understand what we're listening to. Great. Now could we ask Russell, are you able to come to the table? I see you there. Wonderful. So Russell Burden, submission 144, page 156. Dr. Burton, I presume.
Yes. All right.
Your time.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Mayor Steve, and councillors and executive of the council. Thank you for this opportunity to talk to my submission. Mine is actually quite a simple one, but perhaps just give us some background to myself. I'm a senior executive in a very large company in the Rotorua. I've been on the boards of a range of companies, which range from health, housing, technologies and so on, and all these activities I've worked very closely on Māori-centric projects. I would note that I am talking on my own behalf. I do not represent any of those organisations, but I'd like to think I can bring some experiences to input into my views. I wanted to speak to my submission because I couldn't simply just tick the box and say yes, or for that matter, cross the box and say no. I do, however, strongly support the premise that the Rotorua Lakes Council proactively addresses matters relating to tangata whenua, and for that matter, the wider Māori community. I'm a great believer in that success for Māori adds a lot to the success for Rotorua in many aspects. Māori represent too large a proportion in many of the unfortunate statistics around health and so forth. And they're also uniquely connected to the land forever, and as such should figure very strongly in the Rotorua Lakes Council's strategic planning processes. I appreciate that this proposal is still very much a work in progress, therefore my comments are made in that light. One of the challenges I had in reading the actual proposal itself is to get a sense of what success actually looks like when this is actually completed. It struck me that we got heavily into process without an understanding of where